Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario.
Woo-hoo. Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
And you're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
If I have a sword and I'm just like, man, like that, I'm not going to do anything. I will probably, it's just not going to work.
I mean, the one in Hollywood, it's only going to have the Bowser Mario Kart ride. They don't even have the Yoshi ride. So
I think it's absolute stupid. I think you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. I don't know how many cliches I can come up with, but it's just not good for the industry.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Welcome to the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
Yeah. Today will be abbreviated show. It's just me and Verlaine today. But we will get through it like we always do. Please, as he mentioned, our website, gamefixshow.com. Please go check it out. There's a lot of stuff you could find there, including our social medias, including our latest show. You can listen to it right there on our website. You can also support the show through Patreon. So that would be awesome. If you become a top tier member on Patreon, you can actually tell us what to either talk about, maybe give us a challenge, just fun stuff like that. Yeah. So, looking forward for you to go check that out, because that helps us perpetuate the show, keep the show going. Yeah. Verlaine in some new digs. I know he just moved. That's why he was away last week. He'll get the background going. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about that. It's going to be sweeter than ever. I don't know. No pressure. No pressure at all. But I like what you did there. He's like, all right, you know what? That's good. That's good for now. No, that's good.
I'll do that. This half will be a green screen.
So you can like put like a weird background on you at all times. Actually, that's kind of a good idea. Yeah. All right. So there's a lot to get to. Obviously, state of play today from PlayStation. We'll get into that and all the cool and weird and odd things that they came out with. The Suicide Squad is another thing that we need to talk about. Oh, this game. Ooh. Oh man, that. And then there's been some layoffs. It's happening. And when I mean it's happening, I'm talking the next evolution in video games. And I'm not talking about the actual video game itself. Verlaine knows exactly what I mean by that. But we will get into that, plus probably a little bit more. But before we do that, let's talk about what we've been gaming. And Verlaine, I know you've been moving, you've been doing your thing. But let's go to you first anyway. And what have you been gaming on this week?
All right, so in VR, I had this game. It's called The Cabin, but I downloaded it just for the AR part because they added this. Everybody's adding augmented reality or XR or whatever updates. Sure. So I only played that one where you map out your room and zombies come into your house. Well, Jack bought the game, so I actually played the actual game with him, and it's not too bad. It's pretty much Call of Duty Zombies. Like, you have to, like, we didn't know how things even worked out. You pretty much have to, well, for us, we didn't do a tutorial. We waited till load screens came up and told us, like, kind of what to do. But it's, like, kind of, like, cryptic, and you have to, like, kill a bunch of zombies to save up points or whatever, and then you open certain doors or whatever you got to do. So it was all right. We figured out that part in Arizona Sunshine that we couldn't get past.
Oh, did you glitch. Get past?
Yeah, we did. So what happened was we played it and we wanted to see if they updated it or fixed it since we last played it, and they didn't. So then we went through it again, and this time, and the whole time I was trying to, instead of just hauling ass, I figured maybe we just have to both be alive. So I would not haul ass. I'd turn around and try to like shoot zombies and save Jack, but then end up dying. Well, when I died, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to leave the lobby. In the middle of the game, I'm going to leave his game while he's still playing. So I just bailed. And sure enough, he fucking made it. It didn't glitch and the door opened for him. Because I left the lobby. So the game didn't, whatever the fuck was happening, it was only because someone was in it. So essentially, if you're playing the game, you got to do it alone at that point. Because see, he even, if he would have died first, okay, which is what was kind of happening, he couldn't do that because I would have got kicked because it was his game. So I had to be the one to like, and it worked and we got to the next level. So it's sweet. Xbox wise, I've only been playing a couple games. Overwatch, I've been playing. Oh, dude, I got a warning on Overwatch. Oh, and it makes me happy because it means that they're actually doing stuff now.
What did you do first off?
Oh, you know my behavior.
Oh, why didn't you send me that? Just send it to me and I'll post it.
All right, yeah. So I got, I guess they're doing stuff now.
Yeah, Facebook.
Hold on. can I just, oh wait, yeah, Facebook would probably be the best. Yeah. All right, outside of that, I played the finals. I always dip into the finals. I'm waiting for a bigger update to come out, but it's always fun. Like jumping into that game is just,
dude,
what?
I'm in.
You like it, right?
I'm in.
Oh, that's sweet.
Good. So last week, if you were watching our stream last week, cause we didn't actually do like a show, not you in particular, Blaine, just anyone out there, we played the finals. That was our thing. And it was, the three of us, it was me, Mike and Jack. Okay. So Jack was a big, I guess if you would call whatever.
Yeah.
I'm medium and Mike was the small one. Right. And it's like almost really important to have all three of those. I mean, you know, I'm saying this, but you already know what I'm talking about. There was so many different things that we did that like really, we understood the game even more as you play, you know, and we were getting like wins and wins and wins, man.
Nice.
So like, so Jack had like a shield, you know, it's the shield that you project in front of you.
Yeah.
And then he also had the shield, like the dome shield. Yeah. So you know that, and then I had a turret. So I threw the turret out there. And then Mike was just kind of like the, you know, fast, goes back and forth and like does his thing, you know. And dude, there was a couple of times where it would be all three teams and they all got one box. Okay. So pretty much next round wins, right? Whoever gets that round, you know. And that last round was insane. I mean, it was going back and forth and back and forth. And we ended up getting in there, taking out one entire team, okay? While they were trying to claim, because another team had it, while the other team was trying to claim, they were just killing each other. And we were waiting for, like, a good point to jump in there. Because, like, you almost have to time it out because you don't want to jump in there when there's 3-on-3, yeah, the other team going after each other, because all of a sudden there's 6-on-3. So you have to kind of like let them like duke it out. So once we saw a couple of them die, we went in there and took the rest of them out. I jumped on the box, claimed the box. Literally a second later, it was the end of the game.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, it's like we stole it. Dude, and there's no better feeling than that. So yeah, the finals.
Yeah, I paid attention too with the killing. Like, so you know, if two of your teammates are down, fucking leave. Don't fight because that happened again today. I was like, oh, 5 seconds, and then the dude like could have revived me, and I'm like, 4. I'm about to come in, and he still decided to go and fight and not pull out, and he died, and my fucking counter went all the way to 15.
Yep.
So that's a strategy, dude, especially at the end. That I think that's how a lot of people die, is they just fucking. But yeah, that's cool that you fucking like that game.
It's good, man.
The controls are sweet. And
it's really, yeah, no, it's a challenging game, but at the same time, like it's really well made. All right, I have your picture. You want to?
Yeah.
So it says, your recent communication behavior is not in line with how most Overwatch players communicate, which is a fucking lie, by the way. All fucking players communicate like at upright, whatever, however you do. Is wait, hold on, let me ask you. Was it a message you sent or was it something you said?
No, it's weird because I got it today when I logged on, but literally like the last like three or four sessions, I have only been in a party with Jack or okay. playing by myself. So I haven't sure. even been communicating. So this is something that's caught up somehow.
Oh, okay. Well, he says, you have been reported multiple times for abusive chat, and further reports may result in you losing communication privileges, being suspended, or facing account closure. Ooh, that would be big. Plus, or please help us create the best possible Overwatch community by staying positive and not resorting to hateful, discriminatory, obscene, or disruptive messages. You dick.
Hey, look,
I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, yeah,
I'm glad they're doing something though, because yeah. like for the longest time that report button did nothing. And dude, it came to a point where I would be on there telling people, I'm like, fucking report me. I'm like, we need people to fucking report people. Yeah. So yeah, that's cool though. I mean, like,
in a way. Sure. Now you have to watch your own act.
It's just the cussing. It's like I just cuss all the time. Like I say, no, like,
oh, really? You do? Oh.
Rude shit.
No, that's cool though. All right, well, you know, that's it was coming to a head, right? And
yeah.
kind of caught up with you. But that's okay.
I also played fucking that Pow World game.
I did too. So let's talk about that.
I don't know. I mean, like, it's. It's not a game. I guess it's okay. It looks cool, but I don't think it's going to be a game for me. It's too, there's still too much building and shit. It reminded me of Ark. Like Ark is all pitched at like, they're like, oh, dinosaurs and you could tame your dinosaur and all the shit. No, dude, you're not going to do that for a long, long time because you start out with literally nothing.
Right.
I'm
completely out on that game. I'm out.
Yeah.
I came in with an open mind, you know what I mean? Because I was like, okay, at this point, this game is so popular. There's so many people playing it. I was like, all right, what's this all about? I am not a fan of Pokemon. Sorry, Gina. I am not a fan. Like, yeah. honestly, I could care less. And I got in there and I started playing it. And there are so many things that are like Pokemon. Yeah. And I'm just like, and I just couldn't. I played for an hour and a half, about 90 minutes, and I had to stop. I was bored, and it was like too much of a children's game.
Yeah, it's very grindy.
Yeah.
It reminds me of those old kind of games where, you know, right off the bat, you can see a giant fucking monster, but you're never going to be able to beat it in combat forever. And pretty much you have to get one Pokemon and then to beat other Pokemon to keep doing, like, it's, and I get it. The people wanted a Pokemon game and they weren't a good Pokemon game and they weren't getting one. So yeah, whatever. It gets weird when you start arming the Pokemonsters or whatever they are.
Howl monsters, whatever.
See, the premise of it, of Pokemon, always was cool with me. Like Pokemon Stadium was sweet. Capture animals, train them to fight, just like familiars. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, man. They still, to me, they still haven't nailed it because like, this is too much fucking build. Like, why on earth am I building a machine that's going to build Pokeballs? And why the fuck, if I throw a Pokeball and the thing escapes, which means I didn't capture it right, I lose the Pokeball. And then right. I got to go harvest all these materials just but to that- make...
But that's the same exact thing to Pokemon, right?
Like right, but if they do that, you still have the ball. Like, they just don't go into the ball and they escape. It's like the ball, you lose the ball. If you throw the ball without hitting a Pokemon, yet I did that, accidentally pushed the throw button for the ball, gone. It doesn't bounce off the ground so you can pick it up, gone.
Yeah.
I started the game today naked. Have no idea how to put clothes on, so now I'm freezing at night. Like, I don't get it. I tried hitting a Pokemon, one of the big guys. He swiped me once, dead. threw out one of my little cheap Pokemon at him, one hit dead. It's like, no, I don't know. The idea, when I first saw the idea, it would have been cooler as like an action game, more like Shadow of Mordor type thing, I sure. think. I don't know.
I'm in the same opinion you are. I don't know, man. It's just not for me. It really isn't.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to get screwed by the whole lawsuit or anything either, because this game, like, they introduced gameplay and shit for this game like years ago. So mm-hmm. It's been around and no one said shit. It's always been known as that Pokemon game that had realistic graphics.
Well, they actually did try and nothing came of it because everything is the same, but it's different. So at the same time, it's a clone. You know, that would be like right. every other clone, you know, a clone to Grand Theft Auto would be taken off the market, but it's not, because it's a clone. It's not the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It just has like some differences to it. So I think they did their due diligence to make sure that that game wasn't pulled. And it shows, and I think you're right, that, you know, people were looking for a Pokemon game like this. They didn't get it. This the company came out with this. They nailed it. They did.
And it's
just not for me.
Yeah, totally. I don't know, man. I don't know. They focused. Why did they add in survival?
You know, like, well, I mean, something. That's kind of the point, you know. Bosefus said, he said, I legit thought it was going to be boring. He's played 12 hours.
But like, it's like, you must like, games like Ark and those building games. Like I can't even get to, like, the No Man's Skies and shit. Like I can't even get to those games. So then when you add those elements to other games, it deters me, because now I can't even get to what I really want.
Yeah.
You know, like, why don't we be realistic about this unrealistic game? And like, I'm a real person who has stuff. I live in a house. I don't just wake up in the fucking jungle naked. That's the most unrealistic fucking thing. I don't have to collect, like, if you're going to make me build the machine to build the Pokeballs, why am I building it out of fucking three pieces of wood and a piece of rock? Like, go all in or fucking stop, dude. It doesn't make sense. You know,
yeah.
Where's the metal involved? Why is this making Pokeball? Why don't I skip the middleman and just make the fucking Pokeball myself?
Yeah, why do I need a machine to do it?
So it's those kind of things. Having a stamina bar, but I can crawl up everything, but there's a stamina bar. But what the fuck? Like, I don't care. And then you choose something to make, and then you choose to make it. It's like, I'm going to be like, all right, build a fire. And then, oh, never mind. I'm going to leave the fire unbuilt there. Fuck it. I'm done. No, you have to sit there and hold X. Why not just hold X in the fucking first? It's like they don't know what they're doing. All they know is they're trying to build a game to say fuck you to Nintendo, because it a lot of it's just not making sense. And as a game, Bosefus, it's going to take you 10 hours just to do anything in the game. That's why you're playing, like, yeah, you want the Pokemon. You want to see that shit. But guess what? You're going to spend 2 hours figuring out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of games are like that too, but I mean, most games that a third person, you know, shooter, first person shooter, you pretty much know what's going on the minute you turn the game on.
So this game isn't made for kids either. Like,
I know.
That's saying, like, bastards part. And stuff. It's like calling the other Pokemon bastards and shit, like, and the fact that, you know, the Pokemon have guns, but like... Yeah, and you give this to any kid who is a fan of Pokemon, they're not going to know. They're going to be pissed. They're like, what? I don't even have Pokeballs to begin with. Like, what the shit is this?
Yeah. But so he just says it's not a kid's game, but...
Yeah, it's not. But see, look, so if it's not, why didn't they just make them normal animals? Because people would have been like, oh, it's like Monster Hunter, but yeah, it is.
And by the way, I think Monster Hunter sucks. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you on that, man. Pow World is not for me. Nope. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Although,
it'll be interesting to see what happens with, though. Like, because it's only in game preview. I mean, obviously, Xbox supports it. PlayStation, supposedly, it's coming to PlayStation soon. So we'll see.
You'll have to pay for it for PlayStation, though. It's not going to be free.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. So they probably won't come until it's finally like a final release or something.
Yeah. That's
all right, Bosses. You made him sad.
Aw. Don't be sad.
And then, I've been playing Streets of Rogue also, but whatever.
You always play Streets of Rogue. And I've been playing Tetris 99, so whatever. It's what I do. It's easy because, like, you know, my wife has the baby, and I just have a little handheld, and that's easier. So, yeah. At night though, let's go. All right, let's
titty balls.
Yeah,
that's what gets me the warnings.
Yeah, that's exactly. You're not gonna get a warning here. You're good. Titty balls. Yeah, you're good. All right. I picked up Borderlands 2. Ugh, yeah. What a game, Tetris 99. I agree, Carrie. What a game. I agree.
I never played it.
Yeah. All right. Let's let's go with what we've been playing, but let's hit the state of play. That happened today. So if you are a PlayStation, even if you're not, you know, some interesting things did happen. I think right off the top, we have to kind of talk about it. Death Stranding 2, we knew it was coming. There was obviously that little teaser that they did and blah, blah, blah. And now we finally get to see it. And Verlaine, your first impression of the game.
I don't like the game.
But what was your first impression?
Dude, all right, so my first impression of this is, it looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It looks awesome as in not the way the game is played, but the graphics are fucking like amazing. Mm-hmm. They're like some of the best things I've ever fucking seen, honestly, for a game I hate so much. There is the wackiness, like right off the bat, mainly this fucking state of play thing. They gave you so much. So how long is the game? If they gave us a free, like 8 minutes of cinematic, but the worlds, like the environments, if it is going to come out to how the trailer looks, the levels are going to be the biggest things fucking ever. It looks, whatever engine they're using, which is surprise, some new fucking thing. It looks fucking great. It seems as if they may be going away from
delivery.
Because there is some of that, but yeah. Going away from maybe adding a lot more action. But I never played the last one to see if it actually makes sense to build up to that. But that's what it looks like. And the cinematics, like the fight scenes, they were good. They were sweet. I mean, it was fucking good fucking graphics. So right now, yeah, totally top notch. That game is pretty much the Halo for Xbox in terms of just they gave Kojima just
whatever
every resource of the PlayStation 5 to use in this game.
He should have, and they should. And honestly, they should do that for every game. Why are we holding back here? Let's go. Let's do this. But I mean, I think the one thing that really caught my eye is the guitar weapon.
That's that silliness that I can't and when he pulled that little whatever that little puppet thing that all of a sudden it moves in a different frame rate than life itself, what the fuck?
Because it's so
that
weird.
Shit that kind of like I don't know, it's I don't know, but whatever, man, it's a game and it
makes it different. I get it, I get what they're trying to do, but man, I don't. Okay, so I did beat the first one, okay, because I bought it. I think really that's where we're at. I bought the game, so I wanted to see the end of it, and let me tell you, it was just as not in you know exciting to beat the game as it was to actually play the game. And once I was done with the game, I was like, so wait, what happened? Like, it didn't make any sense still. So I don't know. It's hard for me to get excited about another game that probably won't make any sense. I mean, it's like, you know, because obviously this was in the first game, but like, you know, the rain that accelerates age
Oh, yeah.
In humans, in metal, in everything. It's just odd. That is an odd, like, I don't know.
Whatever. See, nowadays it's very hard to break the laws of physics and maintain reality. Like,
And maintain somebody's excitement towards, you know what I mean? Because, like, okay, take you know, The Matrix. That was so original and, you know, kind of like, wow, kind of messed with your mind a little bit. This is like, throw shit at the wall and see what's...
Yeah, there's no explanation. Like, The Matrix... Yeah. It can possibly be real. It could have in right. some way, it could become real, a reality. Time Rain will never become a reality on any fucking planet ever, because you're taking a measurement and making it a reality. It's like, oh my God, it's raining yeah. inches and feet. We got a dip. I just got poked in the eye with a mile. What the hell?
How is that even? What is that? How's your eye?
Oh, it's about 3 pounds.
It's like, what? I don't know. It's Kojima. I mean, I think that's the easiest way to explain it. It's fucking Kojima, and it's weird. But keep in mind, you know, Kojima's come out with some amazing games in the past. Metal Gear, fucking Metal Gear, dude. That game was so ahead of its time, and honestly, close to perfect. That fucking first game was so. Awesome. Everything about that game was so awesome. Even the you know, to beat a character, you had to use the second controller. No game has ever done that. Like, I mean, there was so many cool things about it, but it was stuff that you can explain. I think that's
to maintain reality.
Yeah, there's a disconnect with Death Stranding. There's just so many things that you can't explain. Like, okay, so I'll get a game, and generally, my wife isn't really big in video games. She doesn't really care, although she does care about the storyline, and she wants to hear what I'm playing and what it's about. So when I first got Death Stranding, she was like, "Oh, you got that new game with the guy from Walking Dead?" I'm like, "Yes, exactly." That's as much as she, you know. And she's like, "How was it? I saw previews. It looks really weird." And I was like, "Yeah, well." It's about, well, you have this baby and you can't be outside when it rains because you age quicker. And she's like, what? So like, and as I was explaining it, I realized that it didn't make any sense. and she's like, so what's the point of the game? I said, I don't know. And like I said, I beat the game. I still don't know the point of it.
That's so dumb.
So, but fast forward, we got a Death Stranding 2. Let's yeah. go. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, fine. Fine. And it's probably going to win Game of the Year or something like that. But man, I don't know.
Wait, did that game ever get good after 50 hours? Like, what was so good about after you played it more? Did right. anything awesome? By the end of the game, were you kind of like into it? Like, whoa, this is pretty sweet.
I mean, there like, were some aspects of it. But then there was some like silly stuff, you know. You were talking about how like there's like silly stuff, you know. Like in the first one, Conan O'Brien was in the game as Conan O'Brien. It wasn't like he was playing another character or something like that. And it was just like, what? Like, okay, so then it is based in reality, but it I don't know. It was there's a disconnect. There's that disconnect that I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. So, okay, well, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are excited about it. Because the first game was beautiful. There was, you know, like the scenery was awesome, and it just, you know, it was fun to play, but it just didn't make any sense. And like delivering packages the whole time back and forth, got old real
Maybe
quick.
Maybe it was like in the same universe as Paperboy.
Burn, burn.
Between levels, it's a newspaper clipping, like.
Yeah. I mean, I you know what? I wouldn't be surprised that there was some kind of, you know, Easter egg about it. There were so many Easter eggs in that game, you know, like, the, you know, a place at the time, it was a PlayStation 4 that you had to deliver to somebody.
What?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, there's that disconnect that it's like, why? Okay, all right.
So what if you're playing on a PlayStation 5? Do you think they changed it?
Well, no, I mean, but the game came out on 4, so that's why.
Oh, they didn't make a remastered PlayStation 5.
I don't think
Death Stranding.
Did they? I don't think they did.
I don't know.
No, I don't think they needed to.
I mean, they never need to, and they do.
Yep. People stop buying the game. I think that's kind of what happened. You know, like, all right, we got it. All right, cool. You know, you got to build roads. Okay, I get it. But like, but when you build the roads, it was like a set course. So it wasn't like you were just building any which way you wanted to go. When you build it, it like built for you.
You had to build it. You had to build it away. So they could have multiplayer where you all have like six packages on your back and you have to try to make it. But all you do is just shove each other and try to knock each other over.
That's actually a fun game. What's the online game where you?
Oh, Fall Guys.
Yeah, Fall Guys. Exactly. That's what that would actually be a fun game. But see, that would make sense because that's the point of the game is to get to the finish line. Okay, we got it. But I don't know. Whatever. Okay. We'll see. I want to see more. I want to see what this is to see if it's even worth it. But yeah, I'm to the party of I think I'm going to skip this one.
Yeah,
because the last one was a little meh.
That's Marmaduke.
Cover. Yeah. Or whatever that means. The one that I saw that was pretty cool. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in it. Is the Ronin game. What's the I can't remember the name of it. Where is it at? Rise of the Ronin. Thank you. I couldn't find it. Which actually comes out in March. You know, it's very you know, Tsushima, I think is the best way to describe it. And that game was kick ass. So yeah, I think I'm interested in this. Rise of Ronin. Did you see this?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm kind of glancing at it now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it has shades of the Tsushima game, and right now anything Ronin, anything like that is in. You know, there's so many. Even there's like a show coming out, right? I think it's called Ronin or something like that. So and it looks pretty cool. So right now that's what's in. I guess zombies and vampires are out and Ronins are in.
I guess.
Sure.
They were in a while ago.
Yeah.
this looks like I don't know.
What?
I can't remember.
You actually have weapons. Like, you actually have like shooting weapons as opposed to just swords.
Yeah, just like the graphics. Oh, it's that Keo, that KT. I know. Don't they do the Dynasty Warriors games?
Yes.
Okay, yes, that's the graphics look like that. Right. That's gonna be weird because all their games are like definitely like the epitome of hack and slash. Like you just
that's
fucking
true.
Guys up like hordes of enemies all the time.
Yeah.
They made a Zelda game that Hyrule Warriors is like that. It's a Zelda version of just that game.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll find out a little more about that. The other game that I saw that looked interesting, honestly, and it looks pretty decent, is Judas. It's from the creator of BioShock, and it really has shades of BioShock.
Oh, so, yeah.
And I'm a huge BioShock guy. So, like, you know, seeing this, it looks pretty cool. A lot of action. It seems like there's a lot of, like, gun action, like, first-person shooter. But it also kind of reminds me of, what was that? Was it the Bleeding Hearts, or what was the... Atomic Hearts, that's what it was. And that trailer was so cool. And I was like, that looks awesome. Then I played the game. That game fucking sucked.
Just like Ghostwire Tokyo was the same thing.
Yes, yes.
See, when it comes to first person, non-gun, even some of these back and forthy kind of shits, like I am at this point, but I'm not even skeptical at the game. It's just like, because I'm so spoiled with VR, it takes a lot for me to be that amused with a first person perspective of something.
Sure.
So not to get off subject, but like the Indiana Jones game, first person game, but he has the fucking whip, dude.
Yeah.
That's a different mechanic. So I would be excited. It could still suck. Cause I can see through fucking like, Oh, it's just a fucking.
Well, it has an Uncharted feel to it, like a first person Uncharted.
Yeah.
You know.
But that whip, dude, if they're doing it right, when you can attack dudes and grab shit,
Yeah.
like, yeah, that's gonna be like almost like first person Spider-Man. I mean,
For
shit.
sure. For sure.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a game I probably won't play because I don't have a PlayStation 5, but
Yeah.
I mean, it looks
You should
sweet.
get one.
I will probably in a year or two.
At some point. At some point. I think a lot of people are pretty excited about it. I'm kind of in the bleh, but Silent Hill 2. Do we you're more of the horror guy than I am.
Well, I don't. I mean, they remade it. So, did they just do what Resident Evil did for their remake? Which would have been brilliant if they do that, because they
Right.
just same game, different kind of control scheme. But except it looked like there was nothing going on, and the only attacking was with a bat or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look. It
No,
looks like they're
there's a
hiding
gun. No, there's a
stuff.
gun. By the end of the trailer, he's got a gun. He's got
All
like a
right,
shotgun and a pistol and all that.
so there's still a huge chance that this is kind of like a Telltale kind of game,
Ooh.
because nothing happened. You're just
Yeah.
walking around in third person,
Okay.
and the attacking could have been something as a like a the Yakuza story, where it's just like push A, and you don't do anything, just push A, and it's just doing itself, like kind of almost cinematic. So yeah, not excited. At least, actually, I don't even give a fuck. I'm not excited. Like, I like Silent Hill. I don't like it enough to even remember too much of the story. The movies are cool. I like them. The
Yeah.
games, I played them. They were like Resident Evil clones. So, do something different, bro.
Bro, like use a whip.
Yeah, use a fucking whip.
The other one that I know, there's a lot of people excited about it because it is a PSVR 2 game. It's a new Metro Awakening.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's fine. It actually has the feel of a Metro game, the dark kind of, eerie, always, it's always dark in a Metro
Yeah.
game. But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like, when it comes to Metro, I'm like, bleh. And
Yeah.
obviously, I don't have a VR a PSVR 2, so I guess I can't play it. But I would imagine at some point it'll make its way to Meta. Excuse me.
Yeah, Metro. What was the big thing with Metro? Like, that made it stand out, or that was supposed to make it stand out from other
That's the
fucking.
thing. It didn't.
So they were relying on its story.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even like really enjoy when I don't even remember what I played of Metro, but I played it around the time where they were just giving every Metro game out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being that great. I mean, if it's in VR, fine. I guess it'll look cool, but it's just gonna be a shooter that everything's been done.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, it seems like PlayStation they have all this money and they just don't give a fuck what people say when it comes to whether they enjoy an IP or not. It's like, fuck you, we don't give a shit.
Well, I think what you're looking at, and I, because I know what type of gamer you are, you're a multiplayer gamer, and when it comes to PlayStation is very, very keen and very, very like focused on single player stories. So I think that's kind of where that's coming from. So we have to understand that, a gamer like me, I'm excited about those games. You know what I mean?
Right,
I
but it's.
like a single player adventure,
Right. So look, I get it, and I'm not
But I have a
saying that
PlayStation
about
5. That's the thing.
I'm not saying it about like their games. I'm saying it specifically about like Metro, a game that is like a third part. It's like a fucking crisis. It's like a third party game that seems like the only way that there's even what there's like the fourth one is because someone's just giving them money for some reason. Like, because this isn't even, it's not a PlayStation property. They have Killzone. Like, the moment Killzone comes out again, yeah, so it's just that it's like, I don't know, man. It's almost, why are you trying to just keep these strings attached to these fucking titles when you could just come out with something completely new, completely have that game, reskin it a little bit, name it something new and see if it fucking sticks.
Yeah.
Like have faith, like you, Metro, like, I mean, come on, man.
It's not a popular title. Whenever someone says Metro, I don't know anybody that gets excited about it.
They could have said, if they would have did this with Killzone, if they would have brought Killzone back, but in VR, that's a move.
Yeah.
Because then there's the way that it stands out from everybody else is that it's in VR now.
The bad thing about that is Killzone sucks.
Yeah. But anything in VR is good.
I wouldn't say that. But yes. I wouldn't say completely that. I'll bet. Speaking of sucks, Dragon's Dogma 2.
Yeah, just graphics and a fucking shit.
Right.
So these companies are going to learn the hard way that, like, look, they have a lot of pretty games coming out on the PlayStation. But, I mean, Nintendo's already proof that you don't need fucking graphics to fucking put out top-selling games. And it seems that that's what we're getting right now, especially from PlayStation. They're fucking gorgeous. I mean, but you're just shining a fucking turd, dude. What is different about this? Like, use all the power. Okay, I was thinking about this while I was playing Streets of Rogue, how Streets of Rogue is originally an Xbox Series X game. But it's one of those tiny build games. So it's those all like little pixelated shits, and it's like, and it's still like $20. Well, you have companies here that have an idea of a fucking game, and they're like, oh, I can make it look this way with the graphics. Let's take all this extra power that the PlayStation's giving us and just make it look awesome, but have the same fucking gameplay. But then you have games like this that are like, fuck it. Let's keep our little dumb graphics, kind of like Nintendo. But then they use all this power for like other things. Like every single fucking character in the game plays differently. Their traits are different. Like just the way that the whole game moves, as simple as it is, the things you can do is a lot.
Yeah.
That was good of them, and that's why I played the fucking shit out of this game, because there's so much more to it. People have to get on board with that, and that's one thing, I guess, like, if Nintendo did come out with a console that was equal to everybody, I mean, shit, if they keep what they do, then yeah, they could dominate, because if they just keep with the original gaming and the superior hardware, you know. Or they just get together. PlayStation will just deal with the graphics. Nintendo will give them the gameplay. And Xbox will just die.
Yeah. We're not going to cover every game. So obviously there's a couple more that they showed. Those are the games that I thought looked halfway decent. Was it Helldivers 2? That looks okay, too. It looks like a lot of action. I don't hate that. We'll see. All right. Let's move on to something even more and that's Suicide Squad. This fucking game. I mean, wow. Speaking of shining up turds to sell, this game is... dude, it's broken. I think right at the beginning, we found out that it's broken. Because Warner Brother is even gifting the people that bought the game. Because there was so much wrong with it, they gifted them $20 of in-game currency because their servers had issues.
So yeah, when you bought the game, if you bought the game, I think, and played the demo, your game fucking registered as you completing the game.
Oh no, we're not there yet. We will get to that.
Well, no, but yeah. this is why.
Oh, okay.
So when this happened, which is fucking the craziest thing ever.
I've never heard of that.
It just unlocked everything.
Yeah.
So you still had the option of not watching the cinematics and still going through the game, but whatever. So that is why they shut the servers down, because they had to fix this issue immediately. So then they shut the servers down. And then they come back and pay everybody. Because they shut the servers down. Look, they're losing enough right now. Like, they seriously, like, someone is in control of this company or that game that's out of their fucking mind. Because they didn't have to do that.
No.
They could have just chalked it up as just another kick in the nuts. Fuck me, dude.
Yikes. Yikes. Not only that, but keep this in mind. So in the UK right now, the game is already down to £44 before the release date, which is, you know, their form of money. Which tells me that the developers, the fucking producers of this game, know that this is not a good game. They know it. They are going to squeeze out every dollar they can because they know that it's going to crash and burn. And not only are they trying to squeeze money, but then they give money. I mean, I know, I get it. It's in-game currency, so it's almost like it doesn't matter. But like,
Yeah.
this game.
Their bonuses kind of, I don't know. Look, I'm
Okay, I've said it
nothing.
before. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If there is a game that isn't quite right, that's been delayed, there's some shitty reviews already before the game even comes out. Rule of thumb, do not release a demo for it. Okay? Because the problem with that is that you're showing people how bad the game is so they don't buy it. And I know that sounds shitty, okay? But as a video game company developer, whatever, you have to make your money. I get it. You got to pay your employees somehow. So what they should be doing, and mark my words, when what's the pirate game that's coming out? I see. I can't
Skull
even
and
remember.
Bones.
With Skull and Bones, when they release that demo, they're gonna get exposed just like Suicide Squad did. And it's just like, don't stop doing that. Like I would almost buy the game before, you know, without the tr you know without the just because I'm like, okay, I'm excited about this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have closed betas. Back in the day, you would have a what's called a game testing department. I mean, that's their fault for relying on the community to fucking test
I
games
agree.
or having shitty game testers who don't really understand it. Having nobody to give opinions, or maybe this thing is just some kind of contractual obligation. And but it's so like nothing. How can something be this bad by a company that made fucking such awesome shit?
Yeah.
This isn't just bad. This isn't like Skull and Bones is bad. This is like it can't stop. It can't,
Yes.
like the worst. It's just, it fits everything that I believe the Suicide Squad is. But this is becoming a point where I am so compelled to buy this game.
Wait, why?
Because nothing has ever been this bad, ever.
Why would you
Nothing.
want that? I mean, well,
Because not only, because the company is still going through with it.
Cyberpunk was pretty fucking bad, dude.
Right, and now it's kind of getting legs.
Well, now.
But this is the thing. I hate DC. I hate Suicide Squad so much. I hated the fucking the alpha that, yeah, why do they make it public? Why not just make it a closed alpha like every fucking person does? Because you didn't want to like spend the time doing that. But like it just won't stop. They have a shitty launch and it's not even launched. The game hasn't fucking launched. These are the people that paid $100 to play the game early. So like everything's bad, but it's still like the company is still out there and in people's faces, and they're not backing down. They're not. There's got to be something. There's got to be something. I don't know. I don't know. I want to play this game, but I also want to play Skull and Bones. I don't think I can buy two shit games.
You gotta pick one.
So I gotta pick one, but I'm gonna buy one of them.
Well, I mean, the good thing about Skull and Bones, at least you'll be able to play the demo, so you can at least get the
Oh,
feel
that's
for it.
right. Yes.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah. I
and
gotta
the
make
demo
sure
comes
I
out
get
next
that.
month, or
All
which is
right.
tomorrow. It's next month, so
Nice.
I don't know exactly the date, but yeah. So we will have a demo here in February. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just so bad. It's just so bad. Everything about it is bad.
Yeah.
How do you take... I mean, no, that's just the whole idea. The whole... Whoever created this idea on the comics is bad. Whoever thought this was a good idea to make a movie is bad. Whoever made a sequel... Incredible Hulk, the fucking movie, was fucking retarded. I mean, mm-hmm. Peacemaker was the only thing great that came out of it. That's it.
And that's even sometimes...
And he's not even in the game.
Yeah.
He's in Mortal Kombat.
Not even in the game. It's like the best thing they have, and they didn't even put him in the game. Like, why not? Why, dude, like, what an opportunity to put John Cena in the game, right? Like, what a fucking opportunity that would be. Mm-hmm. Instead, this is what we're going to get. And I'll tell you the exact storyline. I don't even know what it is, but I will tell you exactly what this game is. Okay. They have to go and they have to kill the Justice League, right? That's the fucking name of the game, right? No, no, no. See, this is what's going to happen. They're just going to take out Brainiac and save the Justice League. that's what's going to happen. Because you can't kill Batman. You can't kill fucking Superman. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And that is what DC does, is they make you think that, oh my gosh, they're going to kill all these characters. Oh, that's amazing. And then also we do it. And no, they're just going to save the day, because that's what the game is.
So Bocephus says that DC storylines are darker than Marvel.
I agree.
Some of them. I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it was even a line in Deadpool 2, where Cable says something to him, and he's like, "Are you from the DC universe? You're so dark." So, like, that's actually a known thing that the DC
that must have been. That must be, like, I don't know. When I decided DC was not for me back when I was a kid, like, yeah. DC was. Their excuse for everything was another planet, and like everybody was fucking like not a fucking mutant. Nothing was grounded in reality. Like, Image was the one that was fucking dark. Image Comics was what that brought all that fucking shit. Image was created because nobody wanted fucking the dark fucking Spawn type shit. But then, yeah, I read the story of Doomsday, and it's pretty fucked up, but it's still like so forcefully, like, doesn't even make sense. Like, yeah. You took a baby, put him on a planet, he gets destroyed. Keep doing that with the clone until he adapts to the atmosphere. Then keep doing it until he finally kills. Like, that's not really how evolution works. So, I mean, as horrific as that would be, dropping a baby off and letting fucking everything kill it, that's not how it works. So it's, I don't know.
It's DC. That's what makes it dark.
Yeah, I guess go DC.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know. The Suicide Squad shit, yeah, it doesn't.
Like, I am not even, I mean, I'm completely ignoring the game at this point. Like, I don't even want to know about it. Because there's no way it's good. There is, dude, you couldn't pay me enough to play it. Like, if someone said, I'm going to pay you a yearly salary to play maybe I'd think about it. But no, but I... Like, I would be like, how much? Because it better be fucking worth my time. Because that game is, that I played the demo, and I was like confused. It wasn't that good. It really wasn't.
Yeah, it's not. It reminded me of Spider-Man on PlayStation 1. There's like no ground. It's like there's no ground. It's like all skyscraper swinging.
Right.
Yeah,
they all had a different ability that helped them get to, you know,
to help them do the same exact thing.
Yes.
So someone was like, "What's the top selling game?" "I know what it is. It's Spider-Man." "Exactly, it's Spider-Man. What do we have? DC characters." "Yes, but we've got the popular ones that are in the movie. So what do? Make a game like Spider-Man." "Yes, get on it." "Yes, sir." Came out with this, but he went off Spider-Man 1 on PlayStation 1.
It's the wrong fucking Spider-Man. That's pretty funny, actually. That's like a funny skit. Like, get on, do it just like Spider-Man. And then they're like, no, not PlayStation 1 Spider-Man. That's pretty funny. Like, dude, even the Spider-Man VR game is better than fucking...
Yeah, totally.
Nothing in that. Which is actually, that was actually a pretty fun, like, you know,
Oh, that game I play, Project Demigod, is the spider web part is just like that. I talked about that, right?
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking about like the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
It was
the
like a demo
experience. Right.
or
That,
whatever.
but they used that whole mechanic of how those webs worked, where it's more like not swinging, but it's like pulling yourself.
Yeah.
They use that in that game that I'm playing. It feels just like that. And same with the shooting.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, dude. Dude, I blow stuff up and there's stuff, rubble. You can grab it, fly up in the air like Superman, and just hurl it down. It's so sweet. It's blood. Dude, it's so sweet. It's so good. All right.
Okay. Take your word for it. Take your word
Thanks.
for it. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about some layoffs. How about that? You feel good about that? All
I feel awesome about
right.
that.
Verlaine, I have bad news for you. I have to lay you off. Yeah. Yeah. You're gone.
Shit.
It's just me.
Oh no.
Just me talking to myself now. Stop talking. Anyway. All right.
Looks like I gotta go get another job.
Get another job. All right. So it looks like Overwatch casters or esport, not esport, but yeah, anyway, streamers. They've gotten laid off, almost all of them at this point. Overwatch casters have been laid off. It's the beginning of the end when it comes to Overwatch. We are seeing it. It's falling apart. And you can say what you want, but you know, the streamers, the casters, they have a big part of the community. Like they keep the game going. And now that we're seeing them, you're out, you're out, you're out.
Well, they
Ugh.
changed. They're changing how their esports is going,
Right.
which part of it is like, I would assume, stop making it like TV sports. It's not going to work. Like it worked a little bit, but all you were doing was like old streamers and podcasters and people who join up in like podcaster groups. You're just streaming for other streamers. So though the esport was really big, they were really just playing for other gamers because you could not, and if you didn't understand how to play Overwatch, there's no way that would make sense to you
That's
anyway.
that's fair.
So you can't rely on broadcasts or anything like that's not how you're going to do it. You can only target people that know Overwatch, unfortunately. I mean, like any game, like you have to know the basic rules to the game, and it's very harder to convey that to anyone who doesn't play it. So now they're doing it a different way. But as for those casters, again, like I don't give a shit. Like, how do you get laid off from nothing? Like, boo-hoo, oh, I was used to watching a game and calling it. Look, that's cool. You have a skill that I don't have, and that's remembering other people's stats and knowing about other people and what they do. And that's
Right.
cool. Like, you know, lots of people can do that, but like you
Yeah.
probably weren't a professional. Like all you did was know Overwatch. Like if I had to call Overwatch, I could do it, except I wouldn't know who's playing because I don't give a shit about normal people playing a game that I
Well, I
can
mean, that's
play.
something you would learn. That's,
Right.
yeah.
But it's like outside of that, I wouldn't really like, I guess I wouldn't call myself a caster. Cast more than one thing, maybe, I guess. I don't know. Either way, it's to me
Well,
boo-hoo. Whatever
they're
people do.
defined as Blizzard casters. So
Yeah.
they play Blizzard games. Like that's the whole
Yeah.
point behind it. But you know, the fact that these, you know, they're just falling one after the next. I mean, there's multiple people tweeting that they've been laid off. And so one guy tweeted that he was there for like 7 years.
And they would just like stream games.
Yeah. Like that's what they got paid to
I
do.
mean,
And then Blizzard would promote them and you know, and they would keep it going.
sounds like somebody, Microsoft, was like, "What are you doing? Why do we have these people here? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
Like, this is
well,
kind of like just buffing your numbers up. Like,
totally.
let other people stream your games, or I mean, whatever. Maybe they were asking too much. Maybe if you're gonna pay them, you have to have a little more control over everything. Like, I don't know. Maybe there was something going on. Maybe they sucked." I think that it's more like, you look, if you're going to save money, let other
Might be the
people like
department, yeah.
People
well, that isn't the only department that were laid off as far as Microsoft goes. Microsoft laid off the disk department, which some people are saying that it's pointing at the death of physical games. Obviously, we kind of already knew that was coming along anyway. So, yeah, this comes to no surprise. So Xbox has laid off 1,900 employees in the last day or two. So the entire physical game distribution department has been shut down. Obviously, like I said, they're saying that it could be a sign of all digital future for Xbox, which is fine. I'm totally cool with that.
I don't think it will. I think
why?
Because there's still people that want it, and Xbox isn't that stupid to like. I think what I'm getting at is just because they get rid of their distribution department doesn't mean they're not going to distribute anything. They can go third party just like everybody on the fucking world.
Sure. And they might. Maybe
it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're not making as many games, or because they were making millions of Halo games at one point, it saved them money to distribute in house. But now that they're doing like not even half that, maybe almost on demand, maybe they're only going to be pressing pre-order copies.
True.
Then they can just go third. They can go third. But, you know, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, and they could, you know what I'm saying? There could be more to it.
I mean, at this point, the you know, physical to digital buying rate is roughly 70% digital.
Yeah.
So, like, we're definitely going in that direction.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of time until this has happened. So I think really, honestly, it doesn't surprise me. I'm sad for the people that lost their jobs. That sucks. Out of Microsoft's like 22,000 employees or whatever, they laid off about 2,000 of them.
And that's factory work people. So
yeah,
it's not like they won't get another job in another factory.
Yeah, I know, but it still kind of sucks. But yeah, I mean, the entire department was dedicated to bringing physical retail, and now it's gone.
Something will happen. I mean, they just acquired this company. This is a brand new year. Lots of stuff coming up.
They're looking at everything. They're looking at literally everything, and they have to. I mean, every company should do it, you know, a month-to-month basis to make sure that they're not spending money that they shouldn't be spending or whatever, you know, going in a direction they shouldn't be going. So, and this is just one of those, you know, that's your weakest point, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of companies will fire like three or four people. And then there's some companies they'll just fire one person because they get paid more than all three of these people combined. And then they're like, okay, we're good, but we still have the help. Yeah. I think in this case, it's like they fired the people that aren't making them money.
Right. And look, somebody should be smart enough to know that too. If you're pressing discs for Xbox, I mean, at least know that, hey, our job could be in jeopardy. Like, it happens all the time. Like, you figure it out. Like, people that used to work in, like, how many car factory jobs were just destroyed because of robots? A lot. But humans still work there because humans have to maintain it. More jobs were created, different jobs are created. And look, be fucking adults.
Well,
like,
yeah, good luck with that.
People lose your job. I lost my job. I didn't think I would lose my job. It happens. And the government didn't help me. I didn't fucking cry. I fucking was just like, gotta get another job.
Right.
I didn't cry. I didn't make posts about how my fucking company fired me for no reason. Like, who cares? They had a reason. I don't fucking, whatever, dude.
But you also realize that no one fucking cares about your problems.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Oh my God, I got fired.
Yeah. So okay. Like, what
sucks to be you, man.
And that's how I like feel. Like, I'm not heartless, but it's not like somebody went and murdered 1,900 people in their department. Different. They got laid off. They got laid off. So laid off is usually like, we don't need you anymore. You didn't fuck up. We don't hate you. We do not need you. That's it, dude. I mean, like, fuck, you know what? It sucks. Work there for 30 years. Like, you put all your eggs in one basket. I guess that's what happens, but life is very, very long. Sir Ian McKellen was nothing until he was 65 years old is when he was in Lord of the Rings and became something. 65, mm-hmm. and now he's one of the most famous people on earth.
Right. I mean, that's, yeah.
The moon.
One bird. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the absolute moon.
Samuel Jackson, same thing. Pulp Fiction, he was 55. Mm-hmm. Now he's the most famous black person on earth.
Is that right? Is that what it is? Sure, yeah. Actually, that's probably true how they say that. Yeah. Yeah, well, LeBron James.
Okay.
Probably got you there. You're like, oh, okay. Because Samuel L. Jackson goes and watches LeBron James. Keep that in mind.
True. But LeBron James definitely watches Samuel L. Jackson.
Sure, sure. But not in the public because he doesn't have Yeah, I don't know. That's a debate that we cannot solve. That's for sure. So anyway. Okay, other than all the layoffs, we have Blizzard canceled a survival game that was in development for over 6 years, codenamed Odyssey. Hmm. Okay. Obviously, this is Microsoft's doing. They probably saw this and goes, okay, this game is shitty. They recognized it and they took action. That's what I'm like. That's all I can see at that. I don't know how much we can discuss about it because we don't know anything about it, but that's what it feels like to me.
So right? wait. So let's discuss okay. this. So like, hey, this was, it's just news to me.
I thought this was going to be a short show. Let's go.
I thought this was news to me, but so they were working on an RPG, right?
Yeah.
An RPG game. For 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. 6 years,
which is roughly probably 80% of its you know, as far as like a AAA title goes, it, you know, roughly takes 8 to 10 years,
right?
So they were almost halfway through.
Okay,
right?
so here's why what I'm baffled by. So you have this line of them working on this game, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say like. Approximately 6 years ago, seriously, maybe a little more, there's this game that spawned Overwatch that was being made, but it couldn't get there, so they made Overwatch instead. So you have two things right here, and then all of a sudden Overwatch and them are going to join up, but oh, the bottom one, the RPG game, fails. Boom, done, just Overwatch. And then they're complaining, oh, we tried. But what about this game here that was the RPG they were working on? As they saw the one that they had that spawned one of the most popular games on Earth fail, they were still in the same time working on this. This one failed, working on this. Came back up. People are excited about this one, working on this. And this one still failed. So that's a kick in the nuts, dude.
Yeah.
That's a kick in the fucking nuts when, like, that's just so weird. Why would they do that? That's just, was this the same game?
Well, this goes with all the people that got laid off too, because there was most of the people that were working on that game were laid off as well.
Like, I almost feel like I've been lied to, but we haven't been. Like,
kind of. Yeah,
to say that, like,
yeah,
they were working on this Overwatch thing for so long, sure. Very long before Overwatch 2, like this was what it was going to be. They were also working on another one at the same time. So two RPGs at once. And they actually decided to stop development of the more popular one before the other one. Like, that's like fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I'm glad Microsoft owns them now, because that's some shit, dude. That's what happens when you start touching your employees.
Well, that was before. That was before. No longer. That doesn't happen. At least I don't think so. So probably not a great idea if they're doing that still. Probably not a great idea. Yeah. Yeah. So whatever. That's how the cookie crumbles, as they say.
I can't stop looking at this Dan Aykroyd, Kim Jong-un hybrid dancing in between of us. Like, I've been staring at him all day.
He also kind of looks like, what's his name from Strange Brew?
Strange Brew?
You remember Strange Brew? You know, you don't know Strange Brew?
I don't think so.
What? Hold on.
Is it a show?
it was a movie. It was like in 1983.
No.
Dave Thomas He was Doug McKenzie? No? Nothing?
No.
Not Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Yeah, not that Dave Thomas.
Carrie's playing a Blizzard game. Sorry
Of course she
for
is.
saying that. I love that so much.
Yeah, cry. Yeah. That's too bad. Hold on, I'll show you. Here's... You've never seen Strange Brew? It does really hold up today, but yeah.
I don't think so.
If Dave Thomas is on.
Oh, with those dudes. That's
Yeah.
an old, not
McGranahan.
SNL, but that Canadian SNL.
Yeah. Doesn't he
Okay.
kind of look like
All right. A little
That's
bit.
where I'm at. No, that's why I keep saying it. Anyway. Speaking of ridiculous, you know the Xbox refrigerator, right? The Xbox
Yeah.
Series X refrigerator that completely failed, and people are now they can't even sell it for like $20. You gotta wait years until that thing is even worth anything. Right now in the UK, they are selling an Xbox Series S toaster.
Ooh, that's pretty sleek.
Is it?
It's like a futuristic toaster.
Is it sleek? Is that the word for it? Is it sleek? I don't know about sleek, but all right.
Defrost, bagel, cancel. Hey, look, it would fit, I think, more than an Xbox refrigerator in
Yeah.
someone's kitchen without looking like a fool.
It's you could buy it for 55 American dollars. That worth it?
Or you cannot buy it.
Well, that's fair too.
That should be in their promo.
Yeah, or not.
You may not want to buy this.
You may not want to buy it, but yeah, maybe you will. I don't know.
Awesome.
Oh,
He is.
wow. I know. There's something else here. I want to grab it for you so you can see this. This is hilarious and ridiculous. And this show is all about controllers, right? We love different controllers that companies come out with, even if they're ridiculous. Yeah. Hold on a second, I got you. This controller is Hyperkin. Okay, that's the company that makes it, right? And they joined forces with Oscar Mayer to come
No.
up with a
Oops.
hot dog switch controller.
Why? That's stupid. Does it smell like hot dogs?
I hope not.
Like the one smells like pizza, right? The pizza
Yeah,
one?
right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Wow, that's dumb.
know. Are you into that? Yeah. No.
I mean, I don't have
No.
a switch, so I guess I don't have to worry about it. But
It's
whoa. So is it like going to be for sale or is it a promo or?
No, it's for sale. Yeah, it's for sale. It'll be
Carrie wants it. Go get it, Carrie.
Carrie's gonna go get it. Okay. All right. Good luck. Good luck. Obviously, it's going to be one of those things where you can't find it,
They should have a
but
case for it. And that's bread.
that's well, it is
Oh, it
bread.
is bread. Oh.
Yeah. Here, look at it again. Like it's a bun with a hot dog in it.
Nice.
Let's see. Can you buy it right now? Yes, you can. It is for sale. You can buy it on Amazon for $39.99. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, I think we can end on
Go ahead
that. That's probably good. Let's wrap her up right there. Thank you everyone that stuck around, and we had some fun. We always have a little bit of fun. Yeah, Carrie, I know you need that. I need that. All right. Are you really gonna go buy that? She's gonna buy it. She's buying it right now.
We just got to
Hyperkin
sell.
should pay us fucking royalties now,
Yeah.
but they won't.
Because we fucking totally like trash their product.
That's a good point. Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. Why wouldn't you? Because it's ridiculous, and that controller will probably break.
Or it won't.
What's your problem tonight? All right. I think that about does it. Again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We do appreciate it. You guys were in a different mood tonight, and I appreciate that. Our website, gamefixshow.com. You can follow on any of our social medias. You can listen to the latest podcast right there. I will have that up about 30 minutes after the show. It's usually when I have that up. So you can go download it and listen to it again, the audio version. And obviously you can rewatch the show here on Facebook on Twitch. You can rewatch on Twitch, right? I don't know a lot about Twitch.
Yeah, for a little bit, I think. I don't know. For all those cool moments that we had.
Yeah.
Like that one time.
Remember that one time?
Yeah.
That when was we cool. used Twitch.
When we did that stuff.
Yeah. All right. We will be back next week, Wednesday, 9 p.m., as we always do. GameFixShow.com is the website. And I always say, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
See ya. Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know, I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.